The vase is heavy, Miss Campos. After you sign the receipt, I'll carry it to your office.
Who sent you flowers, Nicole?
Miss Pratt asked, peering over her half-glasses. Nicole deliberately ignored the older woman. Nothing went on in the office that the receptionist was not aware of. She would occasionally overstep her responsibility as office manager, while Preston held off reprimanding her because of her blind loyalty to his father, and now to him. She signed the receipt, removed the small envelope off the colorful cellophane, and slipped it into the pocket of her slacks.
I don't know.
Miss Pratt stood behind the reception partition.
Why don't you read it?
Nicole smiled at the delivery man.
Please come with me and I'll show you where to put the vase.
She retreated to her office, him following, and removed a bill from her handbag.
You can leave it on the credenza.
She handed him a tip.
Thank you.
He inclined his head.
Thank you, Miss Campos.
Waiting until he left the office, Nicole closed the door, pulled the envelope out of her pocket, and read the card.
Thank you for a wonderful weekend. We must do it again.
JFA. Pressing her palms together, she brought her fingers to her mouth. Fletcher had sent her flowers to thank her for the weekend, when she should have been the one thanking him. The weather had conspired to keep them indoors, and they'd passed the time listening to music, playing board games, cooking together, and watching movies. She and Fletcher had stayed up past midnight to binge-watch Ray Donovan. The rain had slackened off to a steady drizzle when they'd left to go to church. She had not missed the whispers when she'd walked in with Fletcher and her nephews. It was the first time they were seen together in public. Fletcher had surprised Luke and Daniel when, instead of driving to his house, he told them they were going to Ruthie's for a Sunday brunch. The family-style all-you-can-eat buffet restaurant was a favorite for locals who opted out of the tradition of serving Sunday dinner. Sitting and reaching for her cell, she tapped his number.
Should I assume you got them?
Nicole smiled. What happened to hello or good afternoon? She teased. His chuckle caressed her ear.
I much prefer a kiss goodnight.
Heat flooded her face when she recalled the stolen passionate kisses they'd shared whenever they were certain the boys were asleep. Fletcher holding and kissing her conjured up old and new sensations.
You're going to have to wait on that,
she said quietly into the mouthpiece.
I called to thank you for the flowers. They're incredibly beautiful.
Beautiful flowers for a beautiful woman. And please don't tell me I'm good for your ego.
Nicole pantomimed, zipping her mouth, even though Fletcher couldn't see her.
Done.
Good. What's on your calendar today, counselor?
I'm working on my argument to defend a client who violated probation.
When are you scheduled to appear in court?
Tomorrow.
I'm certain you're going to get him or her off.
Nicole smiled. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
You don't need it, babe. Whatever happens, don't forget I'm here to lend a shoulder or we can celebrate with a bottle of bubbly.
I'll be certain to let you know the outcome. By the way, I only called to thank you for the flowers.
You're welcome. And I'm going to hang up because I know you're busy. Do you mind if I call you later tonight?
Of course not, Fletcher.
Later, babe.
Fletcher hung up and Nicole ended the call. She stared at the decorative hand-painted vase cradling at least 24 roses. It was the second time he had sent her flowers. The first bouquet was delivered to the house and now her office. It was as if he was silently announcing to her co-workers that they were involved with each other. And she knew before the day was over that Preston and the paralegals would know she'd received a bouquet of flowers from an admirer who had unknowingly sneaked under her wall to keep all men at a distance because she'd felt at this time in her life she didn't want or need them. But Jesse Fletcher Austin had proved her wrong. He'd won her, Daniel, Luke.